I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, trying to save our community from this morass. We need economic empowerment, people. Now, if I happen to save a soul in this process, don't hold that against me. That's just icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. Our community is in trouble, people. We need to build infrastructure. We need to build jobs. We need to build economic empowerment, institutions, things that we can control, things that we can benefit from. We need some string pullers in our community. In case you didn't wonder who the string pullers are, it's the people who are pulling the purse strings. Those purse strings will actually pull the strings on how we live our daily lives. And if we don't control those strings, we are mere puppets on somebody else's string. I refuse to accept that narrative because I know that we can do better. We have the resources. We have the knowledge. We have everything we need to move ourselves into a different direction. I think one of the things we do need is to pool these resources. We need to direct this knowledge. We need to enlighten people. And we need to motivate and inspire each other so that we understand and believe in our heart of hearts that there is a better way. We started the Marketing Pulpit Show back in 2010. When the economic crisis was in full-blown force, people were out of work, the economy was in shambles, and our community was really on life support. Well, things have improved, but there is so much more to do. I think one of the resources that are relatively untapped is the economic capabilities in our community. We have the money. That money is being misdirected. And when you don't pull the strings, then somebody else is pulling those strings for you. And we have to support our own institutions. We have to take those resources that we have in the community, and they are vast. And we need to point those towards a long-term strategy. This short-term, short thinking has not served us well. 50 years ago, we had the March in Selma. Saw some things happen. It was a turning point. At least we thought so. And here we are 50 years later. Some of these same problems and challenges, some of those same demons and forces that had their feet on our necks back then have reemerged and reemerged with a new vengeance. So, what are we going to do about it? We'll just complain, march, pray, burn down the cities? Or do we take a look at ourselves and say, can we do better? Can we take these resources that we have? Can we as a people do something that's going to empower us, not just for tomorrow? It's not good enough just to get a good job. It's not good enough just to buy a big house. It's not good enough just to have a big car. It's not good enough to sit up in church on Sundays and say hallelujah. That's not good enough, people. That has not served us. We need an economic strategy. And it starts one person, one business at a time. I can't change the world. That's not my goal. But what I can do, I can help the business community. I can help people take these resources that we have and channel them in a direction. And collectively, we can go forward and change this trajectory into an upward position. Therein lies my goal. I am Robert Gatewood. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. preaching the good marketing gospel. I was glad President Obama had that initiative, the YCC, Youth Career Connect, and I went down to North Carolina and kind of beat these young men in shape and told them. One guy said he was going to be a preacher. Another said he was going into the military. I said, look, that's cool. Let's just take a little technology along with you when you get up in that pulpit or when you're out there fighting those soldiers. You're going to get more opportunities.
Mr. Robert Gatewood, he actually enthused me about the technology. I'm actually in the information computer technology pathway in the YCC program. So he has really opened up my eyes more.
Right.
I really wasn't planning on doing anything with it because I'm in the Church of God of Prophecy, and I'm planning to be a pastor. But when I retire from my pastoral ship, that technology may be something that I can fall back on.
When I graduate high school, I'm planning on going to the Marine Corps and I'm going to Force Recon, pick up rank, go to MARSOC, the Special Forces Path. That's where I'm hoping to go. But if that doesn't work out for me, I'm using the Advanced Manufacturing Pathway in YCC, and that's going to be my fallback plan if the Marine Corps doesn't work out for me. Or if the Marine Corps does work out and I make a career out of it and retire, I'll have something to do after I retire.
The YCC program is a STEM supporting program, like Robert said. It was an initiative of President Obama to help young children have pathways into the STEM program, be it a pathway into college or a pathway into the workforce.
I started the YCC program about 2 years ago, and what sold me on it, for years we've been teaching in this 19th century model of teaching. We've been training kids to be factory workers. We don't need to do that anymore, because the world they're going towards is a 21st century critical thinking analysis. They need to problem solve.
I am Robert Gatewood. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. preaching the good marketing gospel.